A shooting at Los Angeles International Airport has left 3 people dead, including the gunman. Los Angeles Mayor James Hahn says the shooting happened in front of the ticket counter for El Al, Israel's national airline.
This morning at 11:30, male individual armed with a gun opened fire in the ticket line at El Al inside Tom Bradley Terminal. 2 civilians have been killed. The suspect was subdued and killed by security personnel working at El Al.
Israeli officials have been quick to respond. Israel's foreign ministry blamed terrorists for the shooting, but didn't offer any evidence to support that claim. Richard Garcia, who is running the FBI's investigation of the incident, says there is no immediate indication that terrorism was involved.
As of this moment, we are not aware of anything else that might be related to this. This appears to be an isolated incident. We're making the determination through our investigation to see whether or not this is in fact a situation between individuals only versus an actual situation against a particular incident, entity, or particular organization.
NPR's Mondalit Del Barco is at Los Angeles International Airport and joins us now. Mondalit, we heard the barest outlines of what happened from Mayor Hahn. Can you give us some more details of what we know so far?
Well, Robert, as you heard, the lead FBI agent, Richard Garcia, is stressing that this probably was an isolated incident, and it appears not to have been related to any act of terrorism. Though he says it's not, it is probably just a coincidence that this happened at El Al Airlines. But agents are investigating reports by eyewitnesses, including some people that I spoke to, who said that the alleged gunman was arguing with somebody behind the ticket counter. They're looking into reports that the man may have lost his job, or possibly there was a dispute over identification. At any point, the FBI, the LAPD, the airport security agents are trying to determine a motive, and they're tracking down all leads. This might be very difficult, though, because the man, as you know, is dead.
We heard Mayor Hahn say that the gunman was shot by an El Al security guard. Does that square with other accounts of what happened there?
Well, yes. Mayor Hahn earlier had said that a security guard from El Al had immediately shot and killed a suspect, but the FBI agent, the lead FBI agent, is now saying that they will neither confirm nor deny this, although the investigation is continuing. What I can tell you is that apparently a 46-year-old man and a woman in her 20s were shot to death. A 61-year-old man was shot in the ankle, and a 40-year-old man was knifed. Somebody else supposedly was pistol whipped, and these are unconfirmed reports. However, eyewitnesses did report this also.
Now, how did all of this affect traffic at the airport today?
Well, the airport was terribly disrupted for several hours. Apparently, 20 outbound international flights were delayed, and about 6,000 passengers were affected. Now, the traffic is once again moving in and out of the airport, both by cars and by airplanes. Flights are coming in, landing, and taking off at this point. But and the part that was not close to the crime scene of the Tom Bradley International Terminal has been reopened.
Thank you, Mandalit.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco at Los Angeles Airport updating us on the shooting there this morning that left 3 people dead.